BPP producer Caitlin Kenny. She has been charged this week with taking over the responsibilities of our web editor. Laura Conaway is on vacation, and Laura also said, well, if she's going to do that, she might as well have my theme music too.
So generous of her.
It was nice of her to share.
Gives
and
hi,
Caitlin.
Gives.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It goes well. What's popping in your world?
Well, we got some good conversation going on the blog. On Monday, we talked to photographer Anthony Caron. He took some really interesting photographs of some really secretive groups like the Ku Klux Klan, white nationalists, and some voodoo priests in Haiti. And people really started talking about it on the blog. We made this great video when Rosenfeld, our video producer, put together this great video working with Angela. We just had some really interesting views. Mindy Clark wrote, as an educator in public schools, I work daily to emphasize respect and tolerance through lesson planning, and as a model in the classroom, Anthony Caron's images would be a powerful tool in teaching young adults. I appreciate Caron's ability to respect the people he captures in his photographs and his desire to understand what brought each person to their particular beliefs. Sometimes the best way to reach an audience is to shock them with the truth of a situation.
Indeed.
And there was a lot of that. There was a lot of praise for Caron, a lot of saying, it's very brave of you to put this out there, and people really need to see that this kind of thing is still going on so they can understand other cultures besides their own. Some people disagreed. Nathan in Holland said he had the absolute opposite opinion. It's just shock value photography and nothing else. Even the photographer himself stated this when he said, I want more shock photos in my portfolio. He's taking these photos to make a living. He has no control of who uses these photos other than his no tabloid clause. It doesn't seem like journalism to me at all. You know,
okay.
So, you know,
sure
different
opinion,
viewpoints
Nathan.
On that one.
And I understand there's also quite a little bit of buzz about Ian's story that we talked about the other day, the gum tree in Philly.
Yes, the great gum tree. So
the
Ian had an idea to start this series about unlikely monuments. So he started with the gum tree, and he asked people to submit other stories they had about other things in their town. Matthew Scallon wrote in about, this is pretty crazy, a funeral home which had a 9-hole indoor miniature golf course. The course had a death and dying theme to each one of the holes. Supposedly, the owner didn't allow anyone to play the course while a wake or funeral was in attendance, but if one of the dearly departed's family members wanted to grieve in their own way, he allowed
it. Provided their own way was his way of the miniature golf course.
Right, right. Exactly.
Whatever you want, like miniature golf or, say, golf in miniature form. Either way.
Apparently,
anyway, really.
ESPN got word of it, though, and they had to close it down. You know, a little hubbub. Julie in North Carolina wrote in about the Dragon. It's a road on the North Carolina-Tennessee border, 11 miles, 318 turns. Motorcycles challenge the Dragon all the time and frequently get bitten. At the bottom of the Dragon is Deals Gap Motorcycle Resort. In the parking lot is the Tree of Shame. Hanging on it are all kinds of bike and car parts from people who have been bitten by the Dragon.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy.
Crazy.
So, Julie, if you're listening, you got a picture. You should definitely send it in to us. That would be great.
Yes, and everyone else send their unlikely landmark pictures in, and we want to thank you, Caitlin Kenny, BPP producer, doing web pinch hitting. Thanks, Caitlin.
No problem.
That does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We don't go away online. We are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at
NPR.org.
Except
on leap day, then it's either 23 or 25.
Oh, that's true. Fine. Yeah. You got to be that way. NPR.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Peskin. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.